There's our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. He's Henry with an I, not a Y. He's not related to that other Henry Hudson guy. The whale up in the river, the Hudson River whale. Henry, how are you doing today? Well, we've got some stories for you, Henry, about what's going on in the Hudson River. Yeah, I bet you got some stories too, yes. The Stevens Institute reports temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Skodek Island have been between 74 and 78 degrees. Marie J. French reports in Politico.com that more than 100 people turned up at a hearing about General Electric cleaning up chemicals from the Hudson River at the Saratoga Hilton July 19th, many urging the Environmental Protection Agency to continue the work. Earlier this week, the EPA said it was done removing PCBs from the upper Hudson River, even though it will take more than 55 years before all local species of fish from the Hudson River are safe enough for some people to eat once a week. An EPA official claimed at the second of two public hearings about the end of dredging that the agency work is not done. Quote, "We're not abandoning the cleanup," unquote, said Gary Klawinski, EPA's director of the project. Quote, "If at some point in the future we see there's an issue, we'll evaluate if something needs to be done," unquote. That did not satisfy many of the environmental officials and advocates in the audience. Quote, "The EPA should abandon the current wait-and-see approach," said the Department of Environmental Conservation's Kevin Farrar. Quote, "This is unacceptable. In short, this is garbage. We have to rely on the state to use its resources to make GE shareholders fit the bill and restore our river," unquote, Sierra Club President Aaron Mayer said, to applause from the audience. Read the full story at Politico.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the U.S. Coast Guard announced last month it will conduct a ports and waterways safety assessment of the Hudson River beginning this fall. The process is intended to seek information from the public, is a, quote, "disciplined approach to identify major waterway safety hazards, estimate risk levels, and evaluate potential mitigation measures," unquote, according to a release statement. It will begin with workshops in two or more locations, Coast Guard spokesperson Chief Warrant Officer Allison Conroy said. Quote, "We will be gathering qualitative and quantitative data to help us decide what the risks are on the river." Conroy could not put a timetable on completion of the process. Read the full story at midhudsonnews.com. Christopher Cameron reports in AM New York that the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation are installing eel evaders in New York to help young American eels access the waters above dams. Quote, "We designed an eel ladder that could literally be lifted and raised out of the water," unquote, Chris Bowser, coordinator for education at the DEC Hudson River Estuary Program, said. Quote, "We haul them up, we let them go, and then we lower the thing back down," unquote. There have been citizen science programs working with the DEC that have caught, counted, and released more than a half a million young eels in the tributaries of the Hudson River since 2008. Quote, "Imagine the Hudson River in early springtime when the water's just warming up," unquote, Bowser said. Quote, "Along comes this migration of millions of Sargasso Sea-flavored snacks into the estuary at exactly the time when the river needs those nutrients the most," unquote. Read the full story in AM New York. Brian Nearing reports in the Albany Times-Union that overnight rains July 17th caused large combined sewer overflows from Troy, 5.4 million gallons, Albany, 3.8 million gallons, and Half Moon, 648,000 gallons. About 1.3 inches of rain fell July 17th in Albany, causing the spills. $45 million sewage treatment facility is still 4 or 5 years from starting up, according to Joe Coffey, Albany City Commissioner for Water and Water Supply. Until then, large amounts of sewage overflow will continue to end up in the Hudson River. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. This week, the City of Hudson Wastewater Treatment Facility had a 10.5-hour combined sewer overflow into the Hudson River July 17th, another 2.5-hour release of 50,000 gallons of combined sewer overflow, And Hudson had another 8-hour release on July 14th. This has been Hudson River Stories with Henry the Hudson Whale. Tune in next week for more Tales of the Hudson River.